Were there really fire-breathing dragons? The Bible talks about a fire-breathing dragon called Leviathan in Job chapter 41. By his kneesings, blowing air out of his nose, a light doth shine, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. Out of his nostrils goeth smoke, as out of a seething pot or cauldron. His breath kindleth coals, and a flame goeth out of his mouth. A fire-breathing dragon. Yes, there are four reasons why I believe there were fire-breathing dragons. Number one, the Bible says there was an animal called Leviathan that could breathe out fire. Job chapter 41 is obviously talking about a fire-breathing dragon. His breath kindleth coals, and a flame goeth out of his mouth. Number two, there are hundreds of legends about fire-breathing dragons. Why do so many countries have legends about fire-breathing dragons? If they were just making up stories, why didn't they have a story about a fire-breathing hamster or some other kind of animal? It is always a dragon. Number three, it is chemically possible for this to happen. There are animals today that have this capability. That's what the bombardier beetle does. This beetle has a cannon near his rear end where he can blast his enemies with chemicals that are 212 degrees Fahrenheit, the temperature of boiling water. Now, where does this beetle get something to shoot that is 212 degrees? How could a beetle evolve something so complex? What this beetle has is two compartments where he stores these two chemicals. If these two chemicals get together, they explode. Now, the beetle doesn't want these chemicals to explode inside his body. So he has another chemical that is mixed in there called an inhibitor. This keeps the chemical reaction from taking place. When he is ready to fire, he has a fourth chemical that he sprays in at the last possible second. This fourth chemical neutralizes the third chemical and allows the first two chemicals to explode. Pretty complicated process. It's impossible for something like this to slowly evolve over millions of years. I can just imagine them exploding in the jungle as they practice their chemistry over millions of years. No, these things did not evolve. It is simply impossible. Here's a toad about to eat a bombardier beetle. In picture number two, the beetle is in the toad's mouth. In picture number three, the beetle is back out. My fourth reason for believing in fire-breathing dragons is that some of the dinosaurs had strange compartments in their heads. Nobody knows for sure what these compartments are for. Some of the dinosaurs had these big humps on their heads that were enlargements of their sinus passages. They are hollow and connected to the nasal passages. They call them the hollow-headed dinosaurs. Even T-Rex had a head the size of a car and a brain the size of a baseball. The rest of his head was full of these compartments connected to his sinuses. If he had these special chemicals stored in these compartments, he could have been a fire-breathing dragon. It is chemically possible, it is anatomically possible, historically something certainly happened for us to have all these legends about fire-breathing dragons, and the Bible clearly says there was an animal that could breathe out fire. So yes, there were fire-breathing dragons. For more information, visit us at truthingenesis.com.